Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Tmurin, the laws of exchanging the sanctity of a carbon to another animal. In this Perek, we discuss the halacha of what do we actually do with the tmur and how it's sacrificed. As Rambam begins halacha off, qualifying this halacha. Ketza din ha-tmur's likrab. What's the halacha in the tmura, this chulin animal that was supposedly supposed to take the sanctity of the original carbon, how is it sacrificed? So tmur sa'ayla, the tmur of the ayla, tikraf ayla, sacrifice of the ayla. V'mhoisa tumuras in the keva. Now, but if let's say its tumura was a female animal, and then the keva cannot be sacrificed as an oila, or balas mum, or let's say it was blemish, which you know is sacrificed in the mizbeach, then tira han the keva. So what you do is you let that female animal graze, achiyibo b'mum until it develops a blemish, and then b'timacher it's sold v'yabi b'timeh oila, and you bring with this monetary proceeds an oila. Now, tumuras hachatas, the tumura of a sin offering is tumus, it's left to die. As we explained, the laws of invalidation regarding karbanos, Peregdal Halacha Alf, which is Halacha Mesh Mesin, that's one of the Chatois Hamesis, which are left to die. Tmur Sa'ashem, the Tmur of a guilt offering. Tira Achibo Bamum, it's left to graze until it develops a blemish, Beyipulu Demelo Nadava, and its proceeds are used for a donation as a carbon. Where the Halacha Mesh Mesin is, wherever by Chatas is left to die, by Ashem, its Halacha is that it grazes and its proceeds are brought as a Nadava. Tmur Sashlamim, the Tmur Bishlam. Kashlam, Chaldava has halacha like Shlam for all halachas, where here it doesn't make a difference, like we said, Zachar in the cave, as it does by Ayla. So, to an smicha, one has to lean on the carbon, and the Sachar has to bring libations, to Nuvas Chazavashay, you have to do the waving of the breast and the thigh, which is like a regular Shlam. Tmur Satayda, so to the Tmur of a Thanksgiving offering, is Katayda, like the Tayda. Ella, Shain Tuna Lechem. The one exception is it does not require bread, as the tmur itself, as the tayd itself does. Commissioner Anim Hilchas Pesul Mekdash, now we explain the laws of invalidations regarding karbanis and Perek Bez Halacha Ches. Tmur Sa Pesach, if someone takes a karban Pesach and he says that this should be the exchange of that karban Pesach, so it depends when he did this. Im Hamer Bakoidim Chad Sayyishim Abba Asa, if the tmur was done before noon of the 14th of Nisan, Se'ein Tmurasa Kreva. So then the Tmur is not going to be sacrificed. The reason for this is because the Karban Pesach before noon has not really been established yet as a Karban Pesach. Because if the owner wants to, he could separate a different Karban Pesach. And the first Pesach will be considered as Maisra Pesach, which actually the halacha is as brought as Shlamim, which the halacha is like a Karban Pesach that's lost. And you find it after Chatzais, before the second one was slaughtered, that since it's possible that it's sacrificed as a Pesach, but it's also, as we described, could be as a Shlam. So it does not have one permanent sanctity, so therefore it does not have the ability, the potency, to go ahead and have that its Tamur should be like a regular carbon to be sacrificed. Rather, it's left to graze until it develops a blemish, and then you bring from its proceeds a Shlam as that of the Moisa Pesach. Now, but let's say the Tamur was done already afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, here the tmur itself will be sacrificed as a shlam. The reason for that is because noon on Erev Pesach establishes that this lamb is going to become Pesach. And therefore, if you go ahead and you transfer that sanctity to another animal, that's going to make this actual carbon into the tmura of the Pesach, which is a meisra of a Pesach, because you're not going to sacrifice it itself as a Pesach, and the meisra Pesach is sacrificed shlam, but it has, again, that potency that you know what it is, so that it could be sacrificed itself as a carbon. Some have halacha beis over here. Tamuras habachor v'hamaisa. The tamura, however, of a firstborn animal, or of a meisra behema, in the kreim lo'ilam, those tamuras are never sacrificed at all. And those are learned out, shlam, because it says, babachor, by the firstborn animal, it says, lashemhu, which, mepiash mulamdu, from tradition they learned, who is saying who carved it itself a sacrifice, but vain tamura sakareva, but it's coming to exclude the tamura is not sacrificed. And within ha-maiser ke-bachar, we know the laws of the maiser is like that of the firstborn, because it says by bachar v'havartu kol patarechem, it says by maiser kol ha-shayavar tachas ha-shevet, which will link zir shava from the same word of avara, where ba'alach is going to be that tamurasan tira achayipa b'mum b'te'achal. So you don't sacrifice it, so what do you do? So its tamura is left to graze until it develops a blemish, and then it's eaten as it is in that state. It does not have the halacha of pidyon. Some have halacha beis over here. Tmuras habachor lekahanim. Now, however, the tmura of the firstborn is for the kahanim, because that's owned, it's the monetary ownership of the bachor is for the kahanim. But tmuras ha-maisa l'ba'alam, and the tmura of the maisa, just like the maisa itself, is for the owner. Now, just like you can't redeem the firstborn animal, a mice behemoth that develops a blemish, like we explained the laws of prohibitions regarding the mizbeach and perakav alochid beis, as we were saying, so you cannot redeem the tamura, and therefore, like we said, that you eat it in its blemished state, which whoever it is that has considered the ownership for the tamura too. Halacha gimel. If you have an animal that was sanctified half as an oil and half as a shlam, so tamurasa kamaya, so the tamur will be the same. And the chen kol pehem is hektish she'ene kreva netchilas hekdesha. So to any sanctified animal that's not going to be sacrificed because of its initial sanctification, hare tamurasa kamaya, its tamur is going to have the same halacha. Let's see how he says chatzi behemazu tamura v'chatzi oila. Interesting case. He says let half the animal be a tamura, but let half of it be an actual carbon oil. So here, Harizu Tikrba, it's actually going to be sacrificed itself as an oil because his intent was for both them. Now, however, the halacha is going to be that since half is a tamura and half is an oil, but tamura doesn't take effect on half an animal. As we had said, Eima Min Be'evarm, you can't make tamura just limbs itself. In contrast, when you say half the animal is an oil, that remains, because you could sanctify half the animal as an oila, and then there's halacha v'spashtus that then the sanctity of the oila spreads throughout the whole animal. So actually it's going to be sacrificed as an oila. Let's say chetzi oila b'chetzi ma'aser. Let's say half the animal should be an oila, half it should be ma'aser. Tikra v'oila. So again, it's going to be sacrificed as a carbon oila. As we said by tamura, there's no ma'aser behema halfway. You can't make half an animal ma'aser behema. Now let's say chetzi tamura b'chetzi ma'aser. Let's say however he said half should be tamura and half should be ma'aser, which neither of them could be half, but he is saying half and half. So he's a suffix, being the kareva, so it's a situation of doubt. So which one was your primary intent? For tamur, because that applies by all kabanas, or by ma'isa behema, where it has some other stringencies, and therefore it's not sacrificed because of that doubt. Halacha dalid, what's the halacha by kachim and by tamura that are blemished? Hamakdish balas mum oivir. If someone sanctifies an animal that has a passing blemish, because if it had a permanent blemish, then they wouldn't even make a tamur, as we said in Parakaf Halachid Gimel. But it has a passing blemish. Then you don't have to say in the case of Tamim, let's say it was unblemished. Then after it was already sanctified, then it had a permanent blemish that developed in it. And then the niftis, and then it was redeemed. So it had a physical sanctity, but then it was redeemed. And then the himaba achash niftis. Then someone made a tamur with this animal after it was already redeemed. So harezu tamur. So actually it will create a tamur. The reason for that is because although it's redeemed already, it's not total like chulin, because you cannot take the fleece, and you can't work with it even after it's redeemed, so it still has sanctity, so it'll make a tamura, but v'ena kareva, v'ena niftis, but it cannot be sacrificed, and it cannot be redeemed. Ela menichat shetamas, where they have to leave it, this tamura until it dies. Why? So Rambam explains. On the one hand, v'ena kareva cannot be sacrificed, and v'neshabom mekoch kedusha d'chuya. This tamura was coming from a rejected sanctity. It was already redeemed by the time you're doing the tamura, so it's not really a potent sanctity, so it's not enough to sacrifice it. But in a niftis, it cannot be redeemed, because that weakness makes that it doesn't even, it's not even strong enough to sanctity that it could even take effect as redemption. Redemption only is something that has a sanctity. It's too faint of a sanctity, and therefore it's stuck in that situation where it has to be left to die. Halacha hey, kala temurais. So all temurais, before in the previous halacha we spoke about the actual sanctified item. Here, the temura, even if shahiyah bali mumin kavur mitchilasin, even if they were permanent blemishes from the beginning, before you even made it into tamur, hale'elu yipadu, here you could redeem it, because the sanctity does take effect, but vein mitzvah mechulin l'chol davar, but it doesn't go out to be considered as unconsecrated of all halachas, k'deshiyu mutarn megizu avoydach b'dem, that as if it should permit one to go out and cut the fleece and do the work after it's redeemed, because shakadusha chole b'tamur al-basmum kabua. Unlike that of initial sanctification, which it was initially a permanent blemish, it would not take effect, and you actually would be permitted to do Gizav Avodah after redemption. Here, this is going to be like an unblemished original sanctity, is what Tamur is for its original sanctification, even if it's a permanent blemish. And the reason for that is, Shakadusha Chalab Tamur al Basmum Kabur, because sanctity takes effect on the Tamur, even if it had a pre-existing permanent blemish, and then because there's that in the Pasuk Yikra. Oy Rabatoiv, or if you're exchanging a bad for a good one, which is that the tamura is a ra that's taking the place, so to speak, of that which is good. And when it says the bad for the good, it's so much that it's blemished. Or things like that, that's not fit to be wrote as a carbon. And still the Torah tells us that this tamura is yiyakadish, will be holy, and therefore it does have a kedusha, that it, even after redemption, does not allow gizav al-edim. Halacha above continues regarding what happens if there's a mixture, that in that mixture there's a tamur. So oila shenis arv bezvachim. So if you have a carbon oila that gets mixed with shlamim sacrifices, the hamer ba'achas min hatarevis, and the person did a tamura in one of those that are mixed in. Now he doesn't know which one it is. Now this first tamura, we have a suffix now. We don't know which one of the animals it was. A suffix if it's oila or if it's just a shlamim. Now, so you can't sacrifice in the mizbeach because oila and shlamim are sacrificed in different ways. So rather the halacha is, you let it graze till it develops a blemish, and then you redeem it, and then you bring with its monies and either oil or shlamim, which is one of these two kabbanas, and then this, the other one, you'll have to pay out of pocket because you're not sure which one it is. The problem with this is that there's a concern that maybe they're going to wait till it develops a blemish, maybe they're going to forget that it's a situation of a doubt, and they'll only redeem it for one of the kabbanas. So therefore they require, as the Rambam is going to say it right now, to take another animal so that he has two kabbanas, and that would develop the blemish, he'll bring from the blemish ones, he'll redeem both, and he'll bring both types. As Rama says, so Harezim maybe behem acheres. So he brings another animal, and he says like this, Im tamuras oilehizu, if this tamura, which again, we don't know, it's because there was a mixture, and he said that one of them is a tamura. We don't know which one was it was an oile or shlam. So im tamuras oilehizu, if this is a tamura ben oile, so harei behem azu shlam. So the one that is bringing from out of pocket, that will be a shlam. And if this one's really tamur b'shlam, so the other one will be oila. Now the nimtza comes out that the animal that is bringing with the tamura is ka'ilu shlam b'shnazar b'zebzetz, like the oila and shlam, they got mixed one with the other. Now chaz, and it has those halachas whenever you have an oila shlam mixed together. Now chaz behemah b'achas mishtein. Now if, let's say he goes subsequently and he does tamura on one of those two. Then you do be'ezimehenhamer. Now he doesn't know which one of them he did the tamura on. Where if he knew that the tamura was on the original tamura, so that'd be chulin because the Rambam said in Parak Av, Halachat Azvav, a tamura itself cannot make another tamura. But now he doesn't know which one he did tamura on. So now there's two doubts, which are essentially three options. One is maybe there's a tamura of the tamura, and so then it's like chulin because it cannot affect a tamura. Or two, maybe it's a tamura of the second one, which, as we said, we don't know if that's an oiler or a shlam, so it's like that. And, but here also, you can't wait until it grazes and develops a blemish, because since it's only one, you might forget and only redeem it for one of them. So here the halacha is, maybe zerbech acher mitech beis, he's got to bring another animal from his house, v'oimer ala tamur hashnia, and he's going to say on the second tamur, meaning the one that he did tamura for the one that was mixed up, we have the tamura of doubt and the other one, he says, "Im tamur is tamur hizu." So, if this is the tamur of the tamura, so harizu shehivi chulin. So, therefore, the one that he's bringing from his house is chulin, and where the because even if it's the tamur would be it would be chulin, like we said previously. Vim tamur is oila shlamhi. Now, if let's say the second tamura, because he had already the second mixture, is the tamura of the other animal, which he's brought to come together with the first tamura, which that's either oila or shlamim, so this one that he's bringing, in other words, the chulin is bringing from his house, will be oila or shlamim. In other words, that if the second tamur is an oila, so he's sanctifying this chulin to be as a shlam. If the second tamur was a shlam, so this one should be as an oila. So this one that he's bringing with the second tamur is kezevachu tamur shen zavu zebezeh. It's like a carbon and a tamur that makes one with the other. We're kvar beyond the dinat terebes bechazud makdash. Rambam says we already explained these laws and mixtures in the laws of invalidated kabbanas in Perek Vav. Here he's just qualifying that it's going to have that status. It doesn't say what the halach is. That's over there in Perek Vav and mechazud makdash. What do you do when you have such a terebes? He's just qualifying that this is how you have to create this terebes based on the doubt that you had. Halacha zayin shlam shnis over bebechoyer bemeiser. Regarding a shlam, they got mixed with a firstborn animal or meiser behema. And again, behema beechad mehem. He did tamur on one of them, but you don't know which one because they're mixed together. So it comes out that the tamur is either maybe a shlamim or that of a bechayr, or maisa behema. So you cannot sacrifice it because the tamur of a bechayr or maisa behema are not sacrificed. They're only eaten in the blemish state as we say in halacha beis. Ella, rather, yirat sheyipol b'mum b'yipad. You let it graze till it develops a blemish and then you redeem it because even though the tamur of a bechayr and a maisa that develops a blemish does not need to be redeemed, here it has to be redeemed because it might be tamur b'shlamim, which the halacha, the tamur of shlam is like the shlam, which has to be redeemed. But then, even when you redeem it, then you eat it as a blemished firstborn animal or maisa behema, like we explained in halacha base.